Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. Chapter 58 of the Spiritual Combat, The Offering of Self to God. There are two things necessary to make our self-oblation completely acceptable to God. One is that it be made in union with the offering made by Christ to the Father. And the other is that it be totally free from all attachment to creatures. First, as regards the first, we must remember that the Son of God, during his sojourn on earth, offered to his heavenly Father not only himself and his works, but also us and our works. Thus must our oblation be made in union with his, and dependent upon his, that both may be sanctified in the sight of the Almighty. And second, with regard to the second, we must remember that we can hardly offer ourselves to heaven if we are bound to earth by worldly attachments. Therefore, if we perceive ourselves to be bound by the slightest earthly affection, let us have recourse to God, imploring him to break asunder the bonds which chain us to earth, that we may be his alone. This is of great importance, for if he who is a slave to creatures pretends to give himself to God while bound to creatures, he gives what is not his, for he is the property of those creatures to whom he has given his will. To offer to God what has been given to creatures is to mock the Almighty. Thus it is that although we have offered ourselves as a holocaust to the Lord, yet we have not only failed to advance in the way of virtue, but have even contracted fresh imperfections and increased the number of our sins. We may indeed offer ourselves to God while still attached to creatures, but it must be with the hope that his goodness will set us free, and that we may consecrate ourselves entirely to his service. Therefore, let all our offerings be pure and untainted, destined to the honor of God alone. Let us be oblivious of the good things of both heaven and earth, having nothing in mind but the accomplishment of the will of God and adoring his divine providence. Let us sacrifice every affection of our souls to him, and forgetting earthly things, let us say, "Behold, O my God and creature, the offering I make of my entire being, I submit my will entirely to thine. Dispose of me as thou wouldest in life and in death, in time or eternity." If we make this prayer from the depths of our hearts, our sincerity will be tested in time of adversity, and we shall prove ourselves to be citizens of heaven, not of earth. We shall be children of God, and he will be ours. For he dwells constantly with those who, renouncing themselves and all other creatures, offer themselves up as holocausts to his divine majesty. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. St. Philip Neri, gentle God of youth, apostle of Rome, vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. What does the word Holocaust mean? Well, it comes from a sacrifice that the Jews offered in which the victim was completely consumed, totally consumed in the flames. If Father Scupoli wants us to be a Holocaust, what is the flame that's supposed to consume us? Well, it's the flame of divine love, the flame of charity. If you see an image of Christ's Sacred Heart, today's feast, what do we see surrounding his heart, coming out of his heart? We see flames, flames of fire. In other words, his heart is on fire with love. And it's love alone which makes us pleasing to God. St. Paul says, faith, hope, and charity remain, but the greatest of these is charity. And what are the two great commandments? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, to love your neighbor as yourself. This is all of the law and the prophets, Jesus says. Love, divine love, sums up the whole Old Testament. And then what does our Lord say? This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So the fulfilling of the law is charity. St. John of the Cross says, finally, in the twilight of our life, the end of our life, we will be judged in the end by charity. But this charity we don't have on our own. This charity has to be infused into us, because what charity really is God's own way of loving. It's what he has within the divine life. It's what the Father does. It's what the Son does. It's what the Holy Spirit does. This divine way of loving is given to us. A share is given to us by the Holy Spirit. The love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So all of this talk tonight about offering ourselves, about being in union with Christ Jesus, offering ourselves to the Father, of being detached from creatures, of being dependent on God, all of this absolutely requires charity, and charity is a gift that's put into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Our Lord says, unless you hate your father and mother, wife and children, lands, you cannot be my disciple. But how can St. Paul say, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church? How can we honor our father and mother if Christ says to hate? Well, we're supposed, in the end, he's talking about detachment. We're supposed to be detached or even hate something insofar as it's keeping us from God. So if we're supposed to do something and some creature is holding us back, whether it be our parent or our wife or a friend, if something's holding us back from following God, we have to detach ourselves from that. We can't be so attached to pleasing this creature, to having this thing, that we give up being attached to God. So he talks about sacrificing. That is, cutting away something that's keeping us from God. What is it in our life that's keeping us from a deeper union with God? What is it that we're a slave to? What creaturely thing are we a slave to that we are not free of, that it controls us, that we cannot say no to it? So in other words, if we're bound to this thing, we cannot be free for God. We're like a bird that's sort of tied to this thing, cannot fly away. It's chained. So on this feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, let us remember that the flames come out of his heart, but also on top of his heart is a cross. From the very beginning of Jesus' life, he has loved the cross. He has willed to pick up his cross. And you and I have a cross. It's this thing that we're drawn to that we know is keeping us from God. Come, Holy Spirit. Pour the Holy Spirit, pour your love into our hearts, Holy Spirit. Awaken us. Awaken us to the reality of God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.